Yana, how you doing, girl?
Good morning, Ruspar and crew.
You know, I have to tell you, the DMX show.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know that he came out and said that Yana didn't fix my life.
Mm-hmm.
Would you disagree with that?
No. I wouldn't disagree. But, you know, the whole premise behind Fix My Life is I go in, I support the people in a vision, I give them the tools, the information, they have to do the work. And right. He wasn't willing to do the work.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't willing to do the work.
How did you keep your cool? This man cussing at you and stuff. How are you able to do that?
Well, you know, I'm a coach, so I can't expect someone who has a challenge that he has to act normal. It was a little difficult, but, you know, we rolled through it. And then to be able to support his son made it all worth it.
Hmm. Now, after the show aired, his people came out and said that's not what, you know, he was on the show to do, and that you didn't fix his life and that you didn't have permission.
Yeah.
He said you didn't have permission to do it.
Didn't he know what he was getting into?
Well, he didn't know who I was. He knew what he was coming to the show to do. Mm. He stated that he wanted trouble with his addiction to women, and I told him it was about how he built relationships. And then we went through and we looked at his relationships. So I don't know what he's made up in his mind.
Mm. Right.
Do you feel
that
like
was the goal? I said that he said it at the top. I followed it all the way through.
At the time, do you feel like he was on something, or did he act any like strange?
I thought the way he was talking to you, I thought there's something going on here.
Well, you know, I asked him, and my word was that I'm going to ask you, and whatever you say, I'm going to leave it alone. Hmm. But I wanted an explanation for his behavior. But when I asked him, was he high, he said no. I had to leave it alone.
Hmm. I hear you. Well, yeah. You have Cherie Whitfield and her former NFL star husband, Bob Whitfield, on the show this week. Hopefully it won't be as like crazy, but, you know, you're sitting down them and you're trying to get them to be actually parents and be, you know, sane parents, right?
Well, you know, every show, what we look at are issues. People get caught up in the personalities. Mm. But DMX was about a show about the long-term effects of drug abuse. Mm. Sheree and Bob's show is about how do you co-parent when you've had a contentious breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
In my assessment, Bob came through a lot stronger and was a lot more willing than Sheree.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in order to create a new relationship as co-parents, you've got to be willing to heal the old relationship. Mm. And so he was a lot more willing than she was.
She might be still real angry.
Real angry, and, you know, it's hard when you've been in a marriage and it breaks up very publicly.
Yeah.
So, and again, all of my guests have to be willing to do the work. They've got to be willing to tell the truth, acknowledge their own faults and foibles, and make compromise and concession. And when they're not willing to do that, then we're not able to move the process forward. And again, the show is about issues.
Yeah.
So if you come to learn about co-parenting, you've got to stop being angry with the other parent.
Absolutely. Yana, Fix My Life, tomorrow night at 9 Eastern Time. On OWN, and it really is a great show. Even if you're not up there being talked with, you know, and talking to Ayala, you can actually take something from other people's situations.
Oh, I always do.
I say, wait a minute, you know, I can relate to that. It's always a teachable moment when watching your show, and I just want to say thank you for that, because that is a service that you're providing for people out there that may not be able to afford help.
Yeah.
I can probably get it from you, and I really appreciate it.
And you
that.
Know what? When I watch the show, I'm like, I'll tell a friend, like, I'm a therapist. You know what? I was watching Fix My Life, and it's the same situation you're going through, and I start, here's what you should do.
Yeah, exactly.
I always say watch it with a notebook and a pencil.
Yeah.
You're going to hear something or see something.
You ain't lying.
Yana, thank you so much. Much
thank
love
you,
to
Ross.
You.
Thank you, Ross. Have a great weekend.
All right, you take care now.
Bye-bye.
101.1 The Wiz.